Today's devotional is based on Romans 5, verses 12 to 21, and it was written by the Reverend Dr. T. Ann Daniel. The renowned Greek philosopher Aristotle has left a legacy for logical thinking. It has influenced many since the 4th century BCE. There is a logic that the 1st century CE writer Paul adopted in Romans 5, 12 to 21, a logic he expects us to follow in order that we may not miss the depth of the argument. The argument is the power that one individual can have over the entire world. It can be demonstrated positively and negatively. As I write, the world is grappling over the death trail of the pandemic novel coronavirus disease, which no doubt originated with one individual or one group of individuals. Our text states that the first human creature sinned, and all humans inherited this original sin. The full context is in Genesis 3. The New Testament speaks of the first person who was both truly human and truly God, Jesus Christ, who broke the power of sin so that all humans may receive salvation and inherit eternal life. The impact of the original sin is double death, both physically and spiritually. The impact of sin canceled is maintaining forever our spiritual life, which begins when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and continues eternally, even beyond physical death. To accomplish this, Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross as the purchase price for eternal life available to the entire world. Then he conquered physical death by rising on the first Easter day. The dominion of physical death caused by disobedience, trespasses, and condemnation is intercepted and interrupted by God's grace as a free gift, perfect peace, and endless life. Let us accept this new status now, life with hope to live after physical death. The Lenten season invites us to hit the pause button, be reflective, be penitent, and remember that Jesus died for us. All that is required from us is to seek forgiveness, claim the gift, and die to whatever originally caused us not to live in full recognition of the love of God for the world generally and the salvation of our souls personally. Receive new life. Your sins are washed away. Let us pray. Dear God, the architect of all plans, the giver of new life, the transformer of souls, we look to you for redemption, salvation, and life forever in your presence. Help us to dwell with you, whether it is currently in the human body where your grace is being infused, or in the future beyond the grave where there will be no temporal interruptions or distractions. Set us free from sin, shame, and skepticism. Then bring us to the place where we may fully trust you, confidently obey you, and joyfully accept your gift of salvation. This we pray in the name of the sacrificial Lamb, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.